Welcome to the Department of Agricultural Economics podcast. This is your host, Jessica Eyes, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Ken Foster, head of the department. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing well, Jessica. How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying this beautiful fall weather?
I love this weather. This is one of the best times of year. You know, all kinds of things, neat things happen. The sandhill cranes start migrating in a few days. We'll probably hear them trilling overhead on their way to Florida, and fall time is construction time at Purdue too, and so for our listeners, they might hear some drilling and hammering in the background.
We would like to apologize.
Yeah, you know, we're right now doing podcasts out of my office on the sixth floor of the Cranert building, but directly above me on the seventh floor there's construction going on, and this time next year we'll have a brand new studio where we can do these things and actually control the background noise, and we're really looking forward to that.
We are indeed, and thank you to our listeners for your patience.
Yeah, so anyway, and there's other construction going on around campus, but that's the one that we hear.
Feel the post, yes.
Yes, we actually feel it sometimes, don't we?
Yes.
Seems like, yeah. Okay. Sure, well, our guest today is Doug Eckroat. Doug's a graduate of our undergraduate program, and he's currently the senior VP for CDW. Now, we'll probably have to delve into this with Doug about exactly what he does, but welcome, Doug.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Great to be here. You're right. Beautiful weather out here, and not used to having this nice of weather when I come up here this time of year. So.
Oh, yeah. No, we're really enjoying it and looking forward to more before winter sets in.
Doug, I'm going to ask the very first question for those who are listening who are as ignorant as I am about this issue. What is the CDW?
So CDW is a, we are a computer reseller, was the easy way to say it, but we basically sell all types of computer hardware, software, with a focus on services and solutions as well. We're a we're now a global company, Fortune 250, with approximately $13 billion in sales. The bulk of that is in North America, but with the recent acquisition, it's kind of given us a footprint across the country. We basically resell every major manufacturer there is of hardware and software, and then we actually have service delivery engineers, so we will actually go on site to the customer and actually install their data centers. We focus on both corporate and education and federal government, very small play in the consumer market, and it's education, higher education, Purdue University, for example, is one of our big accounts, and so we sell a lot into to all those types of businesses and the government side of business.
Oh, okay, I have to ask another question
now,
because I really want to know how you used a degree in agricultural economics in this role.
That is a great question, and it's the same question one of the students asked me when I had breakfast with them this morning. So, you know, my focus here at Purdue when I was in ag sales and marketing. And my belief is sales and marketing is can go across industries, and that's really what it came into play. And when I left here in '86, that was a little bit of a downtime in the ag industry. So there honestly was not a lot of recruiting taking place at that time from some of your big players that you normally think of in the ag industry. The job I got was in the tech industry right out of college, and the reason I got the job, they specifically said, was because of the ag sales and marketing degree. And they weren't necessarily seeing the ag part of it, but it was the sales and marketing, and at that time, Purdue, I believe, was the only campus that had a true sales and marketing degree, and that was the whole reason why I was offered a position. Once I got into the tech industry, and one of the things I found is it is such a fast-paced industry and constantly changing that you'll find people, once they get in the tech industry, that's where they end up staying and kind of ended up in Chicago, and so that's kind of the transition of getting into the tech industry was just that sales and marketing degree kind of led me there.
Life is a series of curious
incidences. It is, you know. Well, you know, Doug has great roots with Purdue Agriculture. His dad was an extension educator with Purdue Cooperative Extension for years. Yeah, I met his dad, Eugene, when I first came to Purdue. He was one of the first extension educators I worked with out in the field. Great guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, later I ran into Doug, and I'm like, well, it's a good thing I didn't say anything bad about his dad.
Good thing.
Yeah. No, really. You know, you learn in Indiana not to say anything bad about anybody. Because,
full circle.
But, you know, in his case, there's nothing. In this case, there's nothing, obviously, to say bad. He is a great partner.
I have a question, another question, actually. Have you found that your agricultural background has tied in any way into the way you work today? Has it benefited you in any unusual way that you see your peers don't have?
You know, I don't know if it's agriculture background, if it's family upbringing, just background in general, or a combination of all of the above. But I would say, you know, it's basically, I think if you come from an ag background, I think you tend to be a little bit more humble, down to earth.
Yes.
And I think that plays well when it comes to anything you're doing as far as leadership. I think that's one of the qualities of a good leader is being humble and giving others credit for successes, taking blame for failures. And I think that that's just that comes from just my upbringing and that rural upbringing as well. So I think it does come into play. It's just hard to say which one is it more family upbringing or the ag background or
you
combination.
You are probably a breath of fresh air in the wealth amongst the wealth of egos in the tech world.
There are a few egos yes. in the tech world for sure.
So Doug, if we have any students or prospective students listening out there, what are the things they can do to help give themselves an edge or to improve their future prospects in sales and marketing?
So I mean, you know, starting with your education, Purdue is definitely where you want to start. And I think if I look at from a recruiting standpoint, some of the things that we look at when deciding on who we want to bring into our organization, the bulk of who we're bringing in are quite honestly sales. So I think, you know, having those classes here at Purdue in the sales and marketing area, both AggieCon 331, 431, I think are extremely valuable classes. But there's a lot of other ones as well. Anything you can take around communications, I don't care what you go into for a career, barring maybe if you're going to be in a lab and never talk to another human being, you need communications classes.
Can I just take a moment to thank you personally as the director of communications?
Oh, wow, I didn't even know that.
Sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really hope that all of our students listen to this.
Yeah, and communication comes in lots of different forms. It's not just the getting up and speaking. It's being able to put together presentations. It's being able to write a letter. I mean, those are not things that, at least when I went to school, they taught you in high school how to write a business letter.
You bet. I mean, I think Scott Downey in our sales classes now is even talking to students about how you write a good text or a good email message.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Those are things that people think about it. Well, it's a text. It's not a big deal. Spelling, things like that. It is maybe not when you're talking to your friends. But if you're communicating in a business forum, and, you know, I would argue classes around social media. I mean, social media is a great tool to chit-chat with each other, but if you don't think employers look at that stuff, they absolutely do.
Once it's out there, it's out there.
There's some real nuggets in here. There's some real nuggets in here for all of us. Be careful what you post on Facebook, folks.
You may think it's personal, but everybody can see it. So keep that in mind when you're posting. But I think
I got to go take some stuff off Facebook.
Yeah.
It's okay. I censor you, so I watch your site pretty carefully.
Keep an eye on me. Thank you.
But other things students could do, you need to get involved with activities as well. I mean, we always look at it. I would much rather have a B student who is involved in lots of campus activities and actually taking a leadership role, not just participating, but a leadership role over a straight A student who's done nothing but study. That's just, you know, that's our own personal experiences. And I think work ethic is another one you pick up. And you may say, well, how can you pick up work ethic in an interview or your first time you meet? You simply look at job experiences. Did they work when they were a teenager? Did they work while they were going to school? I mean, I think that really shows that a balanced approach of, you know, not just academics, but academics, the social side of things, the work ethic, the leaderships, and I think that's really what you got to look at. You got to position yourself and know that you're going against people from all over the country when it comes to these roles, and if you really want to differentiate yourself, you've got to have experiences in all those different areas if you want to be successful. So.
It's fantastic advice.
It's really good advice. I think I might actually make my class listen to this.
I think you should. Yeah, that's right. You're teaching a communications class this semester, so you can do that.
I know.
Fantastic.
No, it's nice. It's nice sometimes to hear somebody, because as a communications professional, obviously, no one's surprised when you're trying to push the importance of communications. But when somebody who comes in from the outside comes in and gives it a plug, it really gives it it's a lot more weight behind it.
It's a biggie. Yeah. It's probably the thing that people struggle with because I think if you get in high school, they spend so much time just on sentence structure and things like this. They don't get into what you really use in the real life once you get outside of school, what you're using communications for. And I think that's what Purdue does a good job in their communication.
Yeah, let's start at what the goal is here and work our way back to how we get it done, right? The whole goal is that people understand and agree with what I have to say.
So what brings you back to campus?
So I am back here. I come back once a year to work with Dr. Downey with the Aggie, the 431 class and the 331 mm-hmm. class. This morning we listened to a couple presentations from the group, so we'll be going out talking on different business subjects and actually presenting two companies in the area. So they presented and we kind of gave feedback. And then this afternoon will be the 331 class, and just basically do a Q&A, almost a panel session between myself and Dr. Downey, just kind of answering questions and just giving feedback on kind of almost the same type of format, asking questions about what they can do and what they can look for. So it's always good to get back here and kind of hear what's happening on the
that
campus.
That is so great that you take the time actually come back.
Yes, yeah. We really appreciate that.
I think that's testament, if nothing else,
absolutely,
is that he's
yeah.
willing to come
yeah,
back and
absolutely.
Find the time to do that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So. It's important to the students because, you know, as a professor, I was telling Doug earlier, I always point out to my students, you know, I went to school, and then I went to school, and then I went to school for some more time. And so I'm really good at school. But it's really important to have somebody like Doug come back and tell the students about why school might matter. Once you graduate.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Because, you know, I've hardly graduated, really. But, yeah, so we really appreciate people like Doug coming back and sharing with our students the experiences that they've had.
Yeah. Well, Doug, yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Is there any last message or words you'd like to share with our students?
If you're a prospective student out there, I mean, I think, you know, Purdue is the place to be. I know I'm biased, but that's okay. I've got the microphone, so I can be biased.
Right.
You know, but the other one is again, I think, you know, as you get here, you may, you know, Take sure you take classes and things like that to give you the flexibility that once you graduate, you have multiple choices, because we all think we know what we want to do when we get here. I changed majors several times while I was here and ended up with a job outside of what I originally came here for. So, and I think that there's a lot of people who fall into that realm. And so if you take a variety of classes that can really help you, regardless of what you get into, I think definitely will make you more marketable when you get out of Purdue. And believe me, you'll already be marketable just by having a degree from Purdue. And the opportunity it gives you here to get involved with extracurricular activities and just overall your experiences here and the teamwork that you can do with some of these classes, I think those are all things that really position you well to get a career after you leave Purdue. And I think that's why you see so many companies really coming to Purdue to recruit, is because they know the quality of students they get out of here. So,
well, that's
fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for taking the time to come chat with us. We really appreciate you joining us. And for those of you who are listening, this is the Agricultural Economics Podcast from Purdue University. You can go ahead and find our department on Facebook as well as on Twitter, or visit our website,
www.aggiecon.purdue.edu.
Thank you so much.